So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. We have a special holiday show for you, and I have some special holiday music to start us off. George, what is that? No. Just because it's a holiday doesn't mean it's Christmas. Turn it down. Thank you. Didn't we go through this once before, like at Valentine's Day, George? Not every holiday is Christmas. As much as you would like it to be, it's not Christmas. It's the 4th of July, and we need some special holiday music for the 4th of July. So turn this off. I promise you'll get to play it for Christmas. I promise you, little dude. Just cut it off. Thank you. What I was looking for was the Star Spangled Banner. Do you have that one? Awesome. Okay, folks. This is 96-year-old Pete Dupre, who is a World War II veteran, playing the Star-Spangled Banner on the harmonica. In and of itself, it's not very stirring, but wait until you hear the crowd go absolutely wild at the end. And keep in mind, this man is almost 100 years old. Go ahead and play it for me, George.
That was remarkable.
Remarkable indeed. 96 years old, folks. I hope I can still do that when I'm 96. Well, I hope I can even reach 96, much less be able to play the harmonica like that. Just absolutely amazing. That man was on the beaches at Normandy. A living piece of history. Now, I know some people have certain holidays that they like more than others. You know, Christmas is without a doubt the most sacred holiday that we have in this country, but July the 4th, the 4th of July, Independence Day, is probably, I'm going to say, it's not the most sacred holiday, but it's the most important. We wouldn't be celebrating Christmas, we wouldn't be celebrating Thanksgiving or New Year's or Easter if we weren't celebrating Independence Day. Independence Day is a reflection of not only the United States of America, but the entire free world. It is that important. If it were not for us, for our independence from Britain, the world would not know the freedom that it does. It absolutely wouldn't. Therefore, to me, it is the most important holiday that we can celebrate. Now, speaking of liberty and freedom, last week's show was about the impending Civil War. Who would win it? And what did I say would start it? I said that Donald Trump would be the last Republican president because of the way the demographics were shifting in this country. And folks, just a few days after this show aired, the Supreme Court made a ruling on Donald Trump's wanting to add a certain question to the Census Bureau's questionnaire. Are you a U.S. citizen? Are you here legally? Are you an illegal immigrant? And they struck it down. You see, as long as they don't have to answer that question, they're going to be counted as someone here who can actually vote. Now, when I tell you these things, folks, I'm not just pulling it out of my hat. There are reasons, there are logistics, things that I look at, and I told you what would happen. The Supreme Court ruled that way, and we're on very dangerous ground. Now, it is possible that it will get sent back to a lower court where it will be reworded and brought back before the Supreme Court again, and it may go on there. If it does happen, states like California are going to lose a lot of representation in the House. That's why it's so important that it goes through. And actually quite fitting that it went through right before Independence Day, so I could, in fact, cover it on this show. So let's go ahead and get this show started off dealing with the whole Independence Day thing. I'm actually going to mix it up this year. I'm going to have some festive 4th of July spirit along with talking about some recent things. Kind of blend one into the other so it's not just a whole bunch of news and it's not just a whole bunch of festive themes. Be a little bit different this year. I hope you enjoy it. So, George, I know you got your paw on the button. We'll go ahead and let you run this song because I know you just want to get it off your chest, and then we'll get back to some news at hand.
Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's
war. Freedom's life burning war.
Yes, that song is about coming to America, but it was the old-time immigrants when they came here legally. Of course, back then you didn't need to file paperwork and go through the internet to get it done. You showed up, and if you had paperwork, that was great. If you didn't, you were stamped WAP, without papers, which is where the Italians got that nickname from, without papers. But you had to be healthy. And you had to have some sort of a skill to come here and start over. But those people came here willing. They came here to start over. And they turned their lives over and became Americans. Yes, they might say something about their homeland every now and then. Yeah, they gathered together in groups, but they were still Americans. And when we went to war, they fought for this nation, in many cases against the countries that they had left. They were true Americans, completely different from what it is today, where they come here bringing third world diseases. They have no skills. Many, if not most, are criminals before they even get here, and crossing the border makes them criminals again. It's completely different. That song is about America, and it's about coming here and the diversity from all the nations, but it does not reflect the situation that we have today. When immigrants came to Ellis Island, they were essentially sponsored by the shipping lines that brought them here, the shipping companies. Well, I say shipping companies, that makes them sound like commodities, but anyway, they came over on ships, and they had to be pretty much vetted in the countries that they were from, because if they came here and they had diseases that couldn't be cured, they were sent back, and the company that brought them would be fined substantially. So it was in their best interest only to bring healthy people over here. Today, it's the complete opposite. You have the worst of the worst, the sick and the diseased, coming here for free hospitalization, because they know as soon as they cross the border and get detained, a lot of times they give themselves up. Why? Because they've got tuberculosis, they've got pneumonia, they've got whooping cough, they've got mumps, measles, rubella, who knows what. Because they know that they will be taken in and they will be given free medical care. The liberals' dream. That's how things have changed, folks. Now, it's bad enough that they're coming here in droves without any skills whatsoever, but they're bringing those diseases with them. Diseases that were once thought eradicated have now come back. The bubonic plague, for crying out loud. Now, yes, that's always existed in the desert Southwest. Rats carry it, but it was pretty much free from people. But where they come from, the people have it, and they're bringing it with them. And that is dangerous. Donald Trump was elected into office primarily to stop the crisis at the border. Now, there were a lot of other reasons why the man was elected, but that was first and foremost to stop this influx, this brown tide, from streaming into our nation. And Trump said, we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. And Vicente Fox said, I ain't paying for no effing wall. Well, they are. Trump told them again recently, do something to stem this flow of illegal immigration coming through your country into our country. And Mexico did nothing. So at that point, Trumpus Magnus said, if you don't do something about it, we're going to start slapping your ass with tariffs. And whoa, 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 that got their attention. Now the Mexicans have sent troops to their southern border. And just the other day, folks, they sent their own National Guard as well as full-time military troops to our border with Mexico. It's getting to them. It really is. Donald Trump is doing the best he can despite the incredible odds against him. The man is phenomenal in what he's been able to accomplish with essentially an entire government set against him. Whether you like the man or not, you gotta respect him. He's brought jobs back to this country. Our unemployment for blacks is at an all-time low. Unemployment for Hispanics is at an all-time low. Unemployment altogether is at an all-time low. There are more jobs out there right now than ever before, and the economy is still growing, and it's in the longest growth spurt or growth segment, whatever you want to call it. The economy has been growing for a longer period of time than, as far as I know, any other time in history. It's phenomenal. These are the golden years, folks. Remember this. The next time there's a Democrat in office for the president, how good it was. We talk about the Reagan years now. In 20 years, they'll be talking about the Trump years. The years of Trumpus Magnus. Well, I'm at the point where I would normally take a break in a regular show. This is an hour-long show, obviously, and it is a special for the 4th of July. So I'm going to go ahead and throw in a music tune right here. Here is Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World.
Kid away, she's gonna get a hit. She hates the life and what she's
Now, there's the mistaken impression from a lot of people that that song is anti-American, which is not the case. Neil Young is not anti-American. He's sort of anti-war, but he's very, very pro-soldier. In fact, I think I've mentioned this before. I don't know if it's still up on his website or not, but at one point, This Is War by Stephen P. Richards, which stars white nationalist actor D.A. Hanks in the role of the soldier killed in action, he had that up on his website. Very, very pro America and pro-soldier. He's just anti-stupid wars. In other words, he's anti-Judaism. So don't ever listen to people who say that Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen and this particular song by Neil Young are actually anti-American songs, because they're not. Now, since I was talking about This Is War, let me go ahead and run that for you. When I come back, I want to talk about Chuck Schumer and why he's pretty much losing it because of some things that he recently lost himself and is looking to lose even more of in the future.
Bring our soldiers home.
Soldiers walking through the night, distant shots, they hear the fight. Some are boys, some are men, some will never come back again. Friendlies flying overhead, laying down a wall of lead. Cannons tearing up the ground, slicing through the battle sounds. Do you recognize? This is war.
This is war.
These are lives.
These are lives.
Do you comprehend? We're the ones.
We're the ones.
That can make it end.
That can make it end.
The radio cracks and cries. A call for fire lights the sky. The septic smell of steel and death penetrate the sergeant's breath. The medic cries and screams out loud. He pounds his fists into the ground. Another tag beneath the tongue. Another war that's never won. Do you recognize? This is war.
This is war.
And these are lives.
These are lives. Just to ease the pain from burning words that can't explain. Yesterday her world goes black. She never thought it won't come back. Another child that's never known. Another angel coming home. Do you recognize? This is war. This is war.
And these are lives.
These are lives.
Do you come?
That is a really, really good tune, and the acting in it is superb. Now, none of the actors ever utter a word. It's all just their actions, but it is incredible. The look on the actress's face when she's notified that her husband has been killed, she's just an awesome, awesome actress. And by the way, folks, if you want to see the music video, it's available on YouTube. You just type in, "This is War, Stephen P. Richards," and it'll come right up. And if you want to download it, because this is a really good tune, all the proceeds do go to benefit the Wounded Warriors Project. So really, really good place for your money to go. It is. So I told you before I was going to talk about Chuck Schumer and how something that he has done has come back to completely backfire on him. So let me go ahead and get this pulled up here. Now, not too long ago, he pulled a stunt that just came back and it really bit him in the ass. It really is what happened. And this took him completely by surprise. Because, see, he was trying to get ahead in the 2020 elections. And he thought that all the Democrats really had a chance to come out of the elections basically holding an electorate trifecta. Not only keeping the House majority, but also taking both the Senate and the presidency. And he had Democrats just dreaming of passing this massive amnesty bill with a communist, Soviet-like, global warming, reordering of the economy, and 100% government takeover of healthcare. But that all just kind of went the way of the dodo. And most of this happened because of Chuck Schumer's massive failure. Because he tried to recruit John Hickenlooper, Stacey Abrams, Steve Bullock, and Beto O'Rourke to run for Senate in Colorado, Georgia, Montana, and Texas. Now, Hickenlooper and Bullock were both former governors who would have made strong candidates. And Stacey Abrams, we all know who she is. She's that black left-wing socialist that lost to the now governor, Brian Kemp, last November in Georgia. And Beto Boop O'Rourke lost narrowly to Republican Senator Ted Cruz last year, which for some reason makes him think that he's a candidate for president. Now, all four of these cats turned Chuck Schumer down. Bullock, O'Rourke, and Hickenlooper all launched their own presidential campaigns, and Stacey Abrams is kind of rumored to either enter the race later this coming fall or to seek a rematch with Brian Kemp in 2022. In 2022. Now, the last blow to Schumer, really, was Dan McCready here in North Carolina rejecting his overtures to challenge Republican Senator Tom Tillis in favor of remaining in the special election for North Carolina's 9th congressional district. Now, what happened there was he lost fair and square to, his name escapes me at the moment, local guy, too. He was a pastor anyway, much, much better candidate. And there was some griping about cheating going on, and in the re-election, the guy just, his health was failing, so he dropped out, and other people ran, and it just didn't go too well. But Dan McCready is not going to get re-elected. But here's what he said happened when he did an interview with WCNC here in Charlotte. "I did meet with him, but I've also been very clear that I'm not running for the Senate. I think it's really important that the Democrats have a very strong nominee to challenge Tom Tillis. Well, actually, what's going to happen is Tom Tillis is going to be challenged in the primaries by another Republican by the name of Garland Tucker, who is very, very pro-Trump, very pro-USA, and is not a flip-flopper and a wiggle worm like Tom Tillis is." Now, I met Tom Tillis, nice guy. He actually backed me slightly one time when I was running. Nothing official, couldn't really back me officially, but to friends, yeah, vote for this guy. But I just don't like his politics, so we need somebody really, really strong. So getting back on track here, so it's true Republicans are defending more Senate seats than the Democrats are in 2020, but it doesn't mean that the map is going to be tilted in the Democrats' favor. Because outside of Colorado, every competitive Senate race is being held in a state that Donald Trump is expected to carry or stands a better than chance of winning in 2020. And the fake news media just presents this election landscape where it's hopeless for the Republicans and for Donald Trump. But the professional politicians, whose careers actually depend on their ability to survey the terrain and judge when it is favorable to their chances, are all taking a pass on the Senate. What do they know that we don't? No. What it tells many political observers is that Donald Trump is very likely to sweep all of the right-leaning swing states next year, which include Iowa, Georgia, Arizona, and right here in North Carolina, as well as running strong in the red states like Montana and Texas. And that really should be enough to carry any Republican Senate candidate to victory. And that's why Chuck Schumer has struck out in the candidate recruitment forum. Because you see, Americans aren't stupid. They may have their eyes shut, they may have a lot of sand and grit in their eyes, they may be blind, but they're not stupid. And a lot of them are finally beginning to figure out that they have been lied to for the longest number of years. And just recently, what's happened to Donald Trump and all the effort that's been made to just roadblock him at every single turn, Americans are noticing this. Even those who don't generally pay attention cannot look away any longer. And I think we will retake the House. We will retain the Senate. We will retain the White House. And we will take back the House of Representatives. And then for the next 4 years, we will get stuff done. Because if that happens, even the hardcore Republicans who are just immersed in the swamp are going to have no choice but to understand that what happened in 2016 was not a fluke. It was no fluke. It was not a one-time thing. This is what America wants. And when they put Donald Trump back in the White House, they will have no choice but to realize if they don't kowtow and toe the line, they'll be out of a job. And that's the last thing that they want. So those 4 years will be our golden years, folks. And hopefully whoever comes in, love to see Mike Pence come in for the next 4-8 years. Maybe there'll be somebody even better than him. Time will tell. A lot of people didn't think Donald Trump was going to make it, and that if he did, he wouldn't be able to handle it. He has more than handled it, and he certainly has my admiration for it. Now, I referred to him as Trumpus Magnus a few minutes ago, and that's just piggybacking off of Rush Limbaugh referring to Ronald Reagan as Ronaldus Magnus. Maybe he calls Donald Trump Donaldus Magnus. I don't know. I call him Trumpus Magnus. It sounds a little bit different. But going back to Ronald Reagan, there was a song that was written specifically for his reelection. I'm going to run that for you now. It is Lee Greenwood singing Proud to Be an American. He's proud to be an American. I sure as hell am, and I know all of you are too. Actually, George just reminded me, it's God Bless the USA. My mistake.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Well, it looks like the feed got a little bit cut off at the end there, folks. I do apologize for that. I am actually looking in George's direction, and he's holding up both paws right now, swearing it was nothing that he did, which actually surprises me. Now, I very clearly remember that song from the ad when it was being run on television when Ronald Reagan was rerunning for president. And I want to say I was around 14 or so. I was in mid-teens, on the low side of 15. I do know that part. And I do remember like the overhead shots just sailing over the Great Plains, over the cornfields, and looking at all the crops and into the rising sun. Just really, really well done. And that song actually, it was done as a commercial, but became really a mainstay as far as patriotic songs go. That was one of the band's songs in the list after 9/11, among a myriad of others, but that one in particular, God Bless the USA. The key words in that song are, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Now, we may be a lot of things in this country, but we are still free, and that is something that the Democrats and the leftists, the progressives, desperately want to change. Freedom terrifies them because it goes against everything that they stand for, which is socialism, communism, dictatorships, big, big thumbs pressing down on us, oppressive regimes. They dream of places like Soviet Russia, North Korea, and Red China. That's ultimately what they want for this country, and folks, we must never, ever allow that to happen. Ever. And here's Bound for Glory to tell you why. We'll be right back. That's an awesome song. It really makes you stop and think about what has really gone wrong with this country and why it is so important that we take it back, why it should remain free. Everything that they talk about in there is true. This country was once a proud nation and now it's turned into a slum. Funny story about that. I made a compilation CD years and years ago. Got to be 15, 16 years ago now. I was trying to sell my spa's shotgun at the gun show. And I got tired of all these blacks and Mexicans just ogling over this shotgun. And I certainly did not want a semi-automatic shotgun to get into their hands. So I came up with a very clever way to dissuade them from looking at the gun. And I made up this compilation CD of nothing but white pride music. And I had a little CD maker where you could make the labels and everything. And it was just this giant spiral around of nothing but white pride websites, Stormfront, places that sold white pride music. And I had it next to the shotgun and it said free music for whites. that doesn't fly anymore, but at the time it did. And they'd be all looking at it and then they see that and they just skedaddle. And I did eventually have somebody contact me, said a friend of mine wants to buy the shotgun and bring two copies of that CD with you, one for me and one for him. So I do know it went to a good home, but every time I hear that song, I can't help but think about that free music for whites and how I was able to get away with that at the gun show. Good times, good times. So as you listen to this, you're either listening to it on the day before Independence Day or Independence Day, or you're getting it out of the archives. But what are you or did you do for Independence Day? What did you do for the 4th of July? Did you cook out? Hopefully you had the day off. Did you light off fireworks? Perhaps they're legal where you live, perhaps they're not. And even if they're not, perhaps you light them off anyway, which is what's great about America, because unless you live in a state like California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York, or Connecticut, where they will call the cops on you at the drop of a hat for doing something that's illegal, in states like North Carolina, we actually have fireworks are illegal. Some fireworks are. For the most part, anything that doesn't fly or explode is legal here in North Carolina, but the really good stuff goes up in the air or it explodes, or even better yet, a combination of the two. But nobody cares because everybody's out there. You go out on the 4th of July at night and you just listen to everything that's going off. It's really cool. And New Year's Eve, oh my God, folks, for the first 15 minutes after the ball drops in Times Square, you go outside and it literally sounds like a war zone. You just hear the firecrackers, you hear the mortars going off, pretty much nonstop gunfire, boom, 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 or a shotgun, you know, it's really cool. I'm sure most of those idiots are shooting into the air instead of shooting into the ground like I do. But it's really cool to hear for about 15 minutes, just nonstop stuff. And it's just what we do here in the South. It's still a lot more free than it is in many other parts of the country. And I take that for granted. I moved to North Carolina when I was 15. I spent the first 15 years of my life in the communist state of Connecticut. And I get in discussions with my dad all the time about doing something. And he'll say, you can't do that. You know, that's illegal. And I keep reminding him, you know, we have lived in North Carolina since 1984 for 30 plus years, coming up on 35 years now. You need to realize we don't live in the communist state of Connecticut, spelled with a capital K, anymore. You know, learn the laws. There's so much stuff that you can do here that you can't. And even if it's illegal, people generally really don't care unless someone's getting hurt or you just have a pain in the ass neighbor who just wants to make trouble. And I guess we all have those from time to time, but hopefully you have the day off and you're out there grilling on your grill. Now, I've got to work a little bit on Thursday. Thursday, for those of you who don't know, I only work a day and a half a week. I make enough money in about 26 hours of nonstop work to have the rest of the week off. So I basically have 5.5 days a week off. That's my weekend, a 5-plus-day weekend, which is great. It allows me to do many things, including this show. If I had a 9-to-5 job 5 days a week, trying to do this on the weekends and get it done, it would be a great pain in my ass. But I do this for a couple of reasons. It keeps this equipment that I have in this little recording studio up and running. It keeps me familiar with it. keeps me familiar with a lot of my recording equipment. It also allows me to get my voice out to you. It keeps my voice going because this is also the equipment that I use for voiceovers. And I had my dad ask me one time, he said, "Do you make any money off of this?" I said, "No, I don't make any money off of this. This is my version of community service." Now you have all these bleeding heart liberals out there volunteering at soup kitchens and helping the homeless and sending money to starving kids in Ethiopia. No, this is what I do. This is my community service to my fellow white man, to my white brothers and sisters out there. I take the time to record this show every week to keep you informed and to keep you entertained. Now, as I've said before, it may be informative, it may be humorous, but it's always going to be entertaining. When you tune in here, you're probably going to learn something that you hadn't learned anywhere else, or you might get a laugh or two. Just one of those things, but that's what I do. That's my community service. And hopefully in the long run, in the archives, 100, 200, 300 years from now, this will still be there somewhere to remember as we were approaching those times, what we thought were end times, that there were still people out there who had the vision and the scope to see that we would triumph. And remember, folks, I told you this before, good always triumphs over evil. It may take a while. It may take a lot of innocent lives. It may take a lot of blood being shed. But we will always prevail over the spawns of Satan, otherwise known as the Jew. But right now, let me play another song for you. This is America the Beautiful by Madison Rising.
Yeah.
have to admit that was a little bit different than I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't too terribly bad. I know a lot of these songwriters, these singers, these performers nowadays, they just take and twist everything and change it all around, which they did a little bit, but like I said, it wasn't too terribly bad. It could have been like Whitney Houston or something like that. I'm going to leave off with a Star Spangled Banner. I still have a couple of minutes left, so I want to talk to you just a little bit, because I don't have time to get anything political right now. What about the 4th of July? You know, it's a time when we can actually reflect upon all the freedoms and the liberties that we do actually enjoy in this country. A lot of times our politicians, especially the left-wing liberals, they've taken so many of those liberties, those freedoms, away from us, things that we cherish. That's probably why you listen to this show, because you probably feel that our government has taken away so many liberties from us. So what do we do? Will we end up in a civil war? I think we will. I think the past 2 years have done a lot to awaken the American people and show them just where the truth lies. Lies being a key word, because folks, we've been lied to. Perhaps the next 6 years will make enough of a difference that it won't come to a civil war, to a civil uprising, or a new revolution. But I fear that the country that I knew as a child will not be there for my grandchildren unless we do something about it. So while you're out there grilling this weekend, well, this week, I say weekend, I'm used to having 5 days off, so I kind of lose track as to when the weekend actually is, but this Thursday, and maybe your employer will be nice, you'll get lucky, and you'll get Thursday and Friday off for a 4-day weekend. But while you're out there grilling, socializing with your friends and your family, I do want you to just take a few minutes to reflect upon what you actually have. I know we complain an awful lot, I certainly do, about the liberties and the freedoms that we've lost over the years. But as I have said time and time again, this is still the freest nation on earth. And even if things were to remain the way that they are today and not go any further or get any better, we're still much, much better off than anyone else. But I'm not content with that. That's not what our forefathers intended. They never intended for our country to go down the path of socialism that we find ourselves upon in this day and age. They would shudder if they saw what their country has turned into. If you're going to be traveling for the holiday, whether it's for a long weekend or just to go somewhere during the day, please be very careful out there. The roads are extremely dangerous, and anytime you have something going on like the 4th of July or New Year's, there's always going to be people drinking and driving, so please pay special attention to what's going on around you. Always be aware of your surroundings. My friends, it's been a pleasure as always to be here with you today, and hopefully you will be back next week to listen to what I have to say when I come back with more current events. Nothing's more current than freedom, I suppose, but until then, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Stay free. But always, my friends, stay tuned. Out for now.